Be watchful, be alert, stay awake, says Jesus. We have studied how long a person can stay awake. It's about 11 days. Try to push beyond that, and we die. It seems that not only is the desire for sleep built into us, but sleep even seems essential and inevitable. We don't really understand why, yet it is true. But of course, Jesus is not talking about sleep. He is talking about prayer. Be watchful of the mind. Keep awake our desire for the eternal reality and let go of all that is fleeting. And that is a great message. Why wouldn't we want to spend our lives thinking about God's infinite love for us and experiencing it here and now? Who wouldn't want to know and live out the peace and serenity that Jesus offers? Even though prayer can give us all of those things and more, prayer is hard. It seems to be the hardest thing that we can do. Just as we are wired for sleep, so at times it seems that we are wired to forget the eternal, to forget God, and only see what is in front of us. And that robs us of peace. It robs us of knowing God's love. Even though prayer is difficult, we must do it, because it is the only place where we can find meaning. It is the only place we can find the unconditional love that we all desire. Advent is a good time for all of us to rediscover prayer, to wake up and keep watch with Christ. So try this exercise. Find a quiet place, free of all distractions and noise. Sit down, set a timer for 5 minutes, no more. Calm yourself, close your eyes, take a deep breath and exhale. Say out loud, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, and then sit in absolute silence. You may find this to be the longest 5 minutes of your entire life. Every imaginable thought and idea will flood your mind and lull you back into the sleep of distraction. And that's okay. There's no reason to be frustrated or give up. Instead, take each idea, each distraction, and as it comes to you, acknowledge it for what it is. Acknowledge your cares and anxieties, then offer them to Christ. Say, Jesus, I give you this distraction. I entrust it to you, and I know that you love me enough to take care of it. Then let it go. Do this for every distraction, and if it comes back, do it again. Keep doing it until the words you are saying, until the prayer that you are offering takes root in your heart and you truly believe it, until you believe it with every ounce of your strength. An infinitely powerful God loves you and cares for you and would do anything to lead you to happiness. Through this prayer, make room for him. Just as Jesus was born into the world, so he can be born into your soul, and he will transform you. He will give us the peace that we long for, the love that we search for, and the happiness that exceeds all we could ever imagine. Commit to do this exercise, this simple 5-minute prayer, every day of the Advent season, and you will learn the power and love of our God.